Hi, this is Rosemary Hassenlob, and I am the blogger on ISIX, which is Information Systems, PMI's special interest group website, and I'm here today with Terry Muey. I'm delighted to have Terry here today because she has a lot of information to share based upon her experience working on strategic programs here in Silicon Valley. So welcome, Terry.
Thank you very much, Rosemary. It's great to be here.
Terry, what has interested you in the topic of leadership? Because I know that's an important component of you working on strategic initiatives.
Well, there is a distinction between project management and project leadership. And management has a tendency for the responsibility of the project to land on the shoulders of the project manager. Namely, they play the role of asking and following up on everybody to see if they've gotten the work done. Now, project leadership is a bit different because what it does is starts moving the responsibility of the task more onto the project team, but then they also have a bigger say in terms of what the activities are and what the issues are with running the project in the first place. And so I think it's a move to support the collaboration environment that a lot of teams are going towards. And also, in the end, helps the businesses become more effective because the team members now are able to be more aware of what's going to affect the project or the outcome of the project much earlier on than previously. So leadership, I think, is a much more, a bigger role in terms of project managers for the future. Namely, good leadership as compared to just management really helps out in the team in general.
Well, it sounds like there's some benefits to the team. What are the benefits to the business environment or the business sponsor of a project manager moving from being a manager to a leader?
The business benefits is really that the project team becomes more in the role of being aware of what risks there are to the completion of the project. I mean, I've been very fortunate that with a good high-performing team that when a potential issue came up, there was, a part issue problem, that somebody else on the team asked the question, well, how is this going to impact such and such? How does this impact the reliability analysis? And at that point, the team members themselves identified and literally came up with an approach to solve the problem in real time, and that everybody knew exactly what they needed to do. They knew who they needed to talk to and how to address the problem. And so it's a wonderful sight to see because what they're doing really is being responsible for the success of the overall project. And they didn't have anybody having to, quote, manage them, but basically they were led into knowing that that's something that they're able to do on their own.
Well, that's great for both the project team and for the business environment for them to be more responsive. So how do you create an environment for effective teams as a project leader? What are some tips?
Well, I've actually defined something, what I'm calling the three C's to effective teams. First one is really called clear goals, and I'll say it's clear goals continuously through the project. This is really, I believe, is the leader's responsibility. With help from the team in terms of clarification, they are responsible for communicating and the clarification of what the project success factors are to be. Now, success factors usually has been tossed around a lot, but really it's just to define what is going to be done when you're completed, and how do you know when you're done? But as things go on in the project, that usually changes. There was another program that I had took over that was in severe problems. It was about 3 years behind its delivery date, and it was affecting future orders. And what I had found, once having some time to do some investigation, was that they really actually didn't know what type of performance the product was supposed to meet. Nobody had really defined it, and it hadn't been emphasized, and their activities weren't even pointed towards meeting those goals in the first place. So, continuing through a program or a project, knowing what the goals are, and managing those goals by a clear plan really helps the overall team know where they fit in, who they can ask, and who they need to work with in terms of accomplishing or meeting the goals and having the project be successful. Next is the second C, which is having a common communication approach, also makes a big difference. This is an approach or an activity that both the leader and the team need to agree on. First part is really defining, the method of communication. Is it going to be by email? Is it going to be on a wiki? Is it going to be through SharePoint or some other type of technology? And and on, what type of topics, and really, how do they really communicate with each other? Phone calls. It's a logistical thing, but it's really a baseline for a team itself. For example, you could set it in terms of emails. If somebody is, if there's a question to be had to the team, in the subject line, of course, you would have a subject, and the people in the to line would be the people that are expected to take action. And then in the courtesy copy line is basically everybody else. So the team members know what's going on, but it's directed to the people who need to take some action. And so it's very clear in terms of who should be responding to this question. Next is also in communication is the ability to provide feedback, information back to the rest of the team saying this is a decision that makes sense, or, here I have a continuing question on why we're taking this tack. So that basically at least creates an atmosphere where the team are able to communicate with each other. But it is a logistical step. The third C is really talking about collaboration. And collaboration is another buzzword that's been popped around a lot. But really what it is establishing a trust between the team. And everybody knows, the four stages of team forming a team. The forming, norming, storming, and performing. Well, if the leader sets the example that we're going to work as a collaborative team. And a collaborative team also means that clear discussion is held in terms of whatever the question is. Maybe it's a design question and people have inputs to it to provide perspective in terms of what the objectives are. But the whole idea is that there needs to be a healthy discussion between the team members. Disagreements are considered okay. It's clear in terms of decisions, what are the decision-making approaches. Let's say if it has to do a business decision, then it becomes the team or the project manager/leader role. But if it's a technical decision, does it need to be the project leader's role? Not necessarily. So clarifying what those guidelines are within the team really tries to work towards the team working in a collaborative fashion rather than competing with each other. As we move on, each of the team members really are becoming specialists in their own right, and so there are individual contributors. And so it's very difficult sometimes to create this collaborative environment because they are specialists. And so the project leader really does set the example by providing sometimes a facilitative presence in a meeting so that each member has a chance to speak their mind and then come up with basically a direction to move into. So that's what I've been using for the past number of years, and I've actually seen work in a couple of situations. I've seen that overall, having a collaborative team really turns into a team that performs well for the project and a more successful outcome. And in the end, really helps the business because these teams are more effective and they're more productive overall.
This is actually very exciting because, and it's also shocking because in bad economic times, management actually might want to control more to ensure things get done. And you're saying something that's exactly opposite in that we need to transcend ourselves, improve our skill set to actually be strategic leaders rather than just check-the-box project managers. And that's really the way out for improved project performance rather than more control. Did I get that correctly?
Yes, I definitely wrapped it up in a very, you know, very good way. You know, thinking about overall, you know, the whole internet activity or the whole internet development has really promoted the individual responsibility. I mean, I don't think, you know, you would have never have thought somebody would have put their own movie or, you know, done an a cappella quartet of which some person is playing all four roles.
Yes.
On the internet that is published. So the internet itself has promoted self-responsibility, and I think this is really just a reinforcement of people really starting to be more responsible and playing more a part in their lives as compared to somebody telling them what to do.
Well, I think this is good information, and I look forward to hearing more about really how project managers can position themselves as project leaders to help their career and certainly help their corporations. So thank you so much, Terry Muey.
Well, thank you very much, Rosemary. It was a pleasure to do this.